Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A total economic contribution to the state last year of $12.8 billion, with 2014 looking good. That's the update on Kentucky's timber and wood industry from UK Department of Forestry Professor Jeff Stringer.
The numbers are up. The forestry sector overall is responding well to the improvement in the U.S. economy and the improving of the housing starts. So we feel that's a good thing, and we feel confident that that is going to carry through in 2014 as well.
The numbers reflect a 3.3% increase from 2011, and the number of jobs at 59,000 is impressive as well and widespread.
We still have over 700 industry locations throughout the state in 109 out of 120 counties, and those are spread from Fulton to Pike. And the important part about that is that it takes this $12.8 billion and it does distribute it across the state.
He says the distribution of these related industry jobs might surprise you.
You have some that are in Metro Louisville, for example, and people don't realize that. So it is important both for urban situations and larger cities like Louisville and Lexington, but it's very significant, obviously, at the county level and for rural economic development.
More on potential expansion in the industry in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back with UK Forestry Professor Jeff Stringer here on potential sustainable growth in the timber industry.
If you look at the amount that we're harvesting right now, we're well within the bounds of what's sustainable, so there's room for upward movement there.
On the economic side regarding expansion, he feels we could be doing more in the value-added category of the industry.
We're one of the largest producers of hardwood, like oak and hickory, saw logs, and lumber. But we're not the largest producer of finished products like cabinetry, furniture, things of that nature. So we have a lot of upward room economically to capture some of that finished product development here in the state. And that can add significantly to the economic health of the industry and contributions to the Commonwealth.
So good scores and room for improvement for timber here. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.